A chaplain walks into a hospital room where a man named Raymond is sitting beside his wife's bed. She has just received difficult medical news. Raymond looks exhausted. He says, "I don't even know what I believe right now." A less careful leader might rush in with answers. God has a plan. You just need faith. Let me explain suffering. But a chaplain using film ministry skills begins with permission, presence, and gentle discernment. The chaplain might say, "Would it be helpful if I simply listened for a few minutes? Or would you like prayer? Or would you rather just talk right now?" That is the chaplain consent-based role. Film ministry skills helps chaplains think clearly without taking over. Roy Clouser helps us ask, what is being treated as ultimate here? In Raymond's crisis, fear may feel ultimate. Medical news may feel ultimate. The loss of control may feel ultimate. Herman Dooyeweerd's aspects help the chaplain notice more of the situation. There is a physical aspect, illness, exhaustion, treatment, pain. There is an emotional aspect, fear, sadness, anger. There is a social aspect, husband and wife, family, medical team. There is a faith aspect, trust, doubt, prayer, hope, and the question of God. But the chaplain does not turn this into a lecture. The chaplain may gently ask, "What feels heaviest right now?" Or, "What are you most afraid of losing?" Or, "Where have you sensed even a small sign of God's help?" The Bible says in James 1:19, "Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." Chaplaincy often begins with being swift to hear. Ministry Sciences observes that presence, listening, consent, and role clarity are essential in crisis care. People in pain often need safety before instruction. The gospel gives more than technique. Christ is not distant from suffering. He entered human grief, weakness, death, and fear. The chaplain can carry that hope quietly, even before speaking it fully. What helps? Ask permission. Listen deeply. Stay within your role. Offer scripture or prayer only with sensitivity. What harms? Assuming the person wants advice, turning pain into a lesson too quickly, or forcing spiritual language before trust is present. A chaplain using film ministry skills does not flatten the person into a problem to solve. The takeaway is simple. In chaplaincy, discernment often begins with permission, presence, and patient love.